did not take part in killing business.
Jnanjanasalakaya Chakshurjilmilitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Madhvi Aima Puro Vimho Nirmaya Sete Yadamo Shupu. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we have been hearing pastime of King Abhena, and his ruling, how he declared himself the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus the sages who appointed him as a king, the Brahmana, they had right to chastise him. They tried to give some sense to King Abhena, but he was so puffed up.
Hey, Hare Krishna.
He was so puffed up that he did not care for their good advice. See what happened. If somebody is not qualified, and if he is awarded a position, then immediately that person becomes puffed up. And being so proud, he did not care about his dealing, is one thing. He thinks whatever he is doing is right. So might is right. Thing I am doing is right. But some person who are not in the politics or anything, they give some good advice. But since they are puffed up, they do not like to take any advice from anybody. Because they think that I am the best. I don't need to take any advice. So that a saintly person, being so humble, he takes advice from anyone and everyone. Whatever helps to become Krishna conscious. In our philosophy, we accept anything which is favorable in development of our Krishna consciousness. So the devotee is a thief. Lord Dattatreya, he took creation even from the dog, even from the chandala, even from the prostitute. So lesson can be taken from anyone. I just remember a story. There was a man, a farmer, and he was doing his farming. At lunchtime, his daughter brought tiffin for him. She left the tiffin and went back home. In village, the custom that evening time, whoever is at home, either boy or girl, they go back to the farm to help the father. The girl went to help the father, and surprising to her, so surprised to see that her father was still sleeping. He ate nice prasadam and he went to sleep. He didn't do any farming, he went to sleep. The girl, she looked him up and said, "My dear father, sun is setting and you are still sleeping. Sun is setting, still you are sleeping. Sun is setting, still you are sleeping." He heard three times. And the simple word of that girl changed his life. He considered his son as the life or his age. The sun is setting, still you are sleeping. You are growing old, still you want to enjoy. That is the meaning. And thereafter, he gave everything. He went to the forest. He became a devotee. So she did not mean that way, but he took that way. So a saintly person, he sees everything in relation to Krishna. So they take good thing from whoever it comes. Even more puffed up, even good advice they do not take, like King Bena. So he advised very nicely. And when it becomes too much, that same Brahmana, the same sage who appointed him king, they killed him, not by any weapon, but simply by shouting at him. The power of the Brahmanas, the word of the Brahmanas is so powerful, just by shouting at him, he was killed. And when King Anga went to forest, they appointed him the king. Now once again, he was killed. Although they knew about King Bena, but they still thought blind uncle is better than no uncle. So after all, he is son of the Kshatriya, and will do something. And sure enough, when King Bena became the king, all the rogues and thieves, they went on hiding. They are not to be seen anywhere. But now, as soon as you are killed, the news went all over the places in no time. King Bena is killed, King Bena is killed. The communication system those days was much more powerful than today. It was in the air, ether. Just like Brihaspati, when he felt insulted by Indra, he disappeared. By the time all the demons immediately they came to know that Brihaspati is upset with the demigod and he left. So they attacked the demigod and the demigod had to go on hide. The same way, as soon as the rocks and thieves, they heard this thing, they were waiting for chance. are not taking race or anything. We are waiting for a chance. When the chance will come. The sage age after King Benavad did, they were considering what to do, whom to make king. They had their AGM, their meeting, a special meeting was called, what to do. Because this is the duty of the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are the head. The duty of the head to think about the welfare of the body. Hand, leg, mouth, stomach, they are working senses. They will only work. They can't think. Only head has to think. Therefore, according to Varnashram system, everything was arranged in such a wonderful way, such a nice way. The Brahmanas were there to think. Then the Brahmana, when the sage decide about the Kali Yuga, how the Kali Yuga will be, and they were worried about Kali. And they started thinking what to do. And thereafter, deliberating, considering, discussing, the common conclusion, Muninam Nipuninitam Harinam Ayvakeva Sitanam. The moon age, the sage age, the common conclusion in Kali Yuga, there are no way to deliver the fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. But only the Lord can deliver, he is none different from His holy name. Muninam Nipuninitam. They decided, this is the best way. That is Hare Namanu Kirtanam, the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here also, the sage of the Brahmanas, since they are the head of society, they have to think about the welfare of the citizen. It's unfortunate that today's society has no Brahmanas. So body without the head, what is that body? Ghost. Huh? And under a ghost, and can anybody be happy? If somebody ghost hunted, then only create disturbance. So today's society has no head left. Today's society is society of the ghost. Therefore so much disturbance. So much disturbance. I was in Jaipur, one of our committee members, Mr. S.J. Agarwal, he said, Prabhuji, look at this situation. Business is so bad. Business is so down. But the income tax office, they have sent the notice that I have to pay my tax. And they have sent same amount what I paid last year. So I am telling to them that look, last year business was good. I made money, I paid. Look at my assessment. This year business is so bad, I do not have money to pay. They said, hey, better you pay, otherwise there will be income tax raid at your place. Raid. Look at this extortion. I mean, he is genuinely trying to say that, look, last year good business, we made money, we paid. But this year business is bad, and I am not able to make money. So, they get threat. They get threat. If you don't pay, they have income tax raid. Raid means everything filled. They cannot do any business, nothing. Then go to court, quote this thing. Now the money they don't want to go to court anyway. Alright, let's pay. Let's pay, finish them. Right? This is simply extortion. Simply extortion. You want a shampoo. You can see a shampoo in so many places. There are no principles left. What is right and what is wrong? No one to discriminate because they are no Brahmanas. Hinasatvam. Hinasatvam, the word has been Hin. Hinasatvam arajakam. The pride of arajakta is Hinasatvam. There is no religiosity. There is no rules and regulations. Can you imagine, now the election is coming. And you must be reading every day in paper that how the parties are trying to gear up. They know that there is no single party, coalition will be there, so they are trying to gear up, to catch up with whom. And if citizens are full number one who are voting, if somebody voting for a party, right, he votes for a party, the B party, but after election, A and B party joins together. The B party whom he did not like, right, they joined together. That's what he was saying, your friend, that he was saying, or Air India man. So then people get cheated. They are in cheating. Somebody likes Congress, they don't like Communist Party. Therefore, the choice to vote Congress, not Communist Party. But after election, they join together. Then where are the people? They are not principle. Hinasatvam. The sages, they were simply considering what to do, what to do, what to do. Then they saw the symptom. The symptom of rogues and thieves and their extortion and activities. The extortion has been described in these verses, verse number 38 and 39. Evam misantam risayau bhavata sarva purisam. Evam misantam, the word misantam is very important. They are deliberating, they are discussing what to do, whom to make king, who can be the fit one. Now they don't want to become king. The Brahmanas, they do not like to be king. You know what duty of a Brahmanas to be king? If somebody has a qualification like Kshatriya, then he should be called Kshatriya, not a Brahmana. Brahmana has a different way to function and Kshatriya has a different way to function. So they are simply deliberating. And there they see Bhavato Sarvato Sam Pansu Samitto Pisa Choranam Avilumpata. They saw the dust coming from everywhere. This way running, back and forth, this way, that way. To plunder the pure citizen. The word Pasum Samusthita is. Pasum means not only dust, but they also heard the cry. Cry of the poor citizen. They are plundered. Things were running up and down. They are plundering. And everywhere you are crying. The thief and the rogues, they not only plunder the wealth of the people, here they plunder every wealth. The wealth, beauty, everything. They insult, they kill, and what not. Pasu samastha. They are the kai everywhere. Jai Sri Govind Jai Radha Rasu Jai Sanam Chaman Ki Jai. Then they really understood the cause of this thirst and cry. Kaya Upadya Adyaya Lokasya Vasulumpatam. When they saw the thieves and the rogues were engaged in plundering, immediately, then it didn't took much time for them to understand why all these things happen. And the conclusion, Sukadeva Goswami said, they understood, Bharti Uparapata Smin. In the killing, king is considered, he is known as Narapati, the maintainer of the society, maintainer of the people. They are Bhartu. Actually, Krishna is Bharta of everybody. Gatir Bharta, Prabhu Sakshi, Vivasam, Travam, Srit, Prabhu Aparaya Sthanam, Nidhanam, Vijamabhyam. Krishna is Bharta, he is maintainer. But the king, they are known as Naradeva. They are the representative of the Lord. So in that sense, they are Bharta of the citizen. When Maharaj Yudhishthir was the king, we have heard about his kingdom. Apipala dharmaraya pitriyottaranjana prabhu nispriya sarvakame bho krishna padanu sevaya. This was the qualification of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Apipala dharmaraya. He had no desire to enjoy his kingdom. Apipala. They no desire. They are not touched by the so-called employment of people. And he was Dharmaraja. Dharmaraja means one who knows not Raj Dharma, not Rajniti. Nowadays, they only know Rajniti, not Raj Dharma. According to Rajniti, one can kill, one can lie, one can cheat. The part of diplomacy. Only one part of Raj Dharma. So, they are not ready to listen about Raj Dharma, only Raj Niti. They want to follow the diplomacy. Only diplomacy, but not Dharma. Therefore, all this Arajakta is there. Anyway, Maharaj Nivad, Dharma Raja, you are a follower of Raj Dharma. King has his dharma, his prescribed duty. Dharma means translated prescribed duty. King has prescribed duty. Everyone has prescribed duty. And if somebody does follow that prescribed duty, then he'll be happy. Brahmachari has prescribed duty, Grihastha. Whole Varnashram system has prescribed duty. Maharaj Yudhishthir was following the prescribed duty of a king. And what a prescribed duty first is? Pitriyottaranjana Prabhu. He was Prabhu. Mataji, please don't sit there. Sit on chair. Pitriyottaranjana Prabhu. So like his father. Pitrivata is too many. He was like his father to Srijan. Or he was like father for the Srijan. Both meaning. Pitrivata Ranjana Prabhu is both meaning. He was like his father, means like Maharaj Pandu. And he was like father for the Srijan. Srijan felt very comfortable with Maharaj Yudhishthir. Just like a child. When he has some problem, he can freely go to father. He say, my dear father, I have this problem. So Maharaj Yudhishthir, I am the kingdom all like that. Is there any problem? Any citizen can knock the door and go there. Nobody could stop. Even Kali went to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Can you imagine? Kali went to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Once after the time has come for retiring, before the beginning of Kali Yuga, Kali took the form of a Brahmin and he went to Maharaj Yudhishthir. First time Maharaj Yudhishthir, he told his brother, so look, I want to take retirement. I want to do some Hari Bhajan now. So please, for some time, you run the kingdom. So all the brothers, they have to be outside the door where Maharaj Yudhishthir was doing his bhajan. Outside only. So Kali, who was in form of Brahman, he came and first he met Bhima. He said, I would like to meet Maharaj Yudhishthir. He said, no, you cannot meet Maharaj Yudhishthir. He is doing his bhajan. Tell me what you want. He said, I have a question. Bro, you have a question? What is the question? He said, well, why are you walking? Why are you coming? I was thirsty. I went to a well. And there I saw a lady, she was fetching the water. With one bucket of water, she filled up five pitcher or five pot. But later on, she was trying to put that water from the pot in bucket, but she could not fill the bucket. What is the reason? By same bucket full water, she filled five pots. And when she transferred the same water in the bucket, she could not fill it. What is the reason? What is the answer for this question? Bhim said, my dear Panditji, all this question I cannot answer. If you have any question about eating and all these things and fighting, you tell me, I will answer that one. Or if somebody is troubling you, I will come and help you. So this question I cannot answer. Maybe you can go to Bhima, Arjun. Ask to Arjun. So he went further. He also said same thing to Arjun, that I have a question. He said, what is your question? Please tell. He said, while I was coming, I saw a small calf and a cow. I saw the cow was sucking the breast of a calf. What is this thing? Is only the calf is supposed to suck the breast of mother? Cow? Other way around? Cow is sucking the breast of calf. What is this thing? Arjun said, well, I really do not understand this point, but anyway, you can go to Nakul, he is intelligent, he will say. And Nakul, you ask Nakul. So he also asked a question to Nakul. But why are you coming? I saw there a green field. Nice cop were there. I saw a lion who was destroying the whole crop. The lion was destroying the whole crop. What lion had to do with green field of the crop? He had to be in forest to eat animals, not the, you know, rice or paddy or wheat. They are destroying all the crops. What is the answer for this? By the way, Yudhishthir Maharaj hearing everything from inside. Nakul said, well, I cannot answer, maybe just call Sahadev, maybe he will able to answer. When he went to Sahadev, he was about to ask some question. And then Yudhishthir Maharaj from inside said, Sahadev, who is here? As soon as Yudhishthir Maharaj opened the door to come out, that Brahmana disappeared. Yudhishthir Maharaj looking for that Brahmana. Where did he go? Who is the Brahmana? Arjun, Bhim, Nakul. First time they were defeated. Because Yudhishthir was not there. First time they were defeated. They have never seen the face of defeat. All the five Pandavas, they had capacity for everything. Yudhishthir had the capacity to answer any question. We know the four Pandavas were killed by Yaksha. They were dead. But Yudhishthir won by answering the Yaksha question, he brought them in life. So here he again Yudhishthir. So everybody came around him, Arjun, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev. Yudhishthir asked him, where is Brahman, where is Brahman, where did he go? And Bhim said, let him go to hell, who cares? First you answer our question. First time you got defeated because you are not there. He had asked three questions and none of the brother could answer him. So what is your answer? Then they said, ask, okay, what is your question? What is his question? And Bhima first said, first you answer this question. He said, when he was coming, what did he see? First question. Brothers, what is the first question asked to Bhima? Where are you? Yes. The first question was, he saw on a well a lady was fetching the water. In one bucket, she could fill up five different pots. But when she was re-transferring the same water, she couldn't fill the bucket. Now why he is struggling, the Dalit devotee, in front of you? Pick him up. सुने का समय बाकी है अभी लोगों एक बजे के बाद ना भाई प्रैक्टिस कर रहे हो क्या Then he heard Arjuna question. What was Arjuna question? Understand that one. Arjuna, where are you? What was Arjuna question? Why did that Brahmana ask the question from Arjuna? Mind is not here. Very bad. What was the Brahmana question? Second question. Yes. The cow was sucking the breast of calf. Our third and last question. Tell us. You don't want to say? हो गया था आंख खुला था सभी सो गया था ऐसे ही सोते हो गया ओके और थर्ड क्वेश्चन यस लायन वाज डिस्ट्रॉइंग द ग्रीन फील्ड सो व्हेन यू हर्ड दिस क्वेश्चन इमीडिएटली सेड इट वाज कली हु केम टू लीव हिज सिम्पटम Symptom of Kali-yuga. Then Bhima said, but what is the answer? He said, till now, one person in family should earn and satisfy everybody in the family. But in Kali-yuga, everybody will earn, still they are not able to satisfy even one person. In one bucket of water, you can fill five different pots. Till now, one person earning can satisfy five persons. But in Kali Yuga, the five persons in the earning, they still cannot satisfy one person. That is the answer of first question. Second question. Another for second question. Now you heard? The breast of calf. So I said in the Tamil Nadu, usually the mother father, they never take even single penny from the daughter. Right? The daughter has some money, they'll keep aside, and time of their marriage, they give that money as well as they'll give some more. The father used to go to the house earlier, even when they eat out of the house, he didn't even drink water. Culture. In Kali Yuga, the daughter will have job, will earn, and mother father will eat. In Kali Yuga. Right? In Kali Yuga, the cow will suck the breast of the calf. It's the other way around, but calf. Sea calf, not he calf, sea calf. Daughter will earn, and the parents will eat. Third question. Lion destroying the green field. In Kali Yuga, the lion is none but politician. And they will destroy the green field, the innocent citizen. The lions are politicians who will destroy the green field, the innocent citizen. Innocent citizens are considered as green field. Maybe it's happening, is it not? We are symptom of Kali. Maharaj Yudhishthira was Samartha. He Ranjanam Prabhu. Anybody could go to Maharaj's estate. Even if Kali came. But unfortunately, he could not meet him. Then if Kali would have met Maharaj's estate, he would have become devotee. But anyway, he left for us. Maharaj Yudhishthir wanted to see us go back home, but God had very fast. Hello, Dose Nidhi Rajam. Asti Et Mahan Guna. Sritana Deva Krishna Sya. Mukta Sangasya Param Raje. So, Et Guna. One quality. And keep holding that quality, you will go back home, back to Godhead. Sitrivatta Anjana Prabhu. Nispriha Saroka Anabhyo. He had no spriha. He had no hankering for satisfying his senses. Nispriha Saroka Anabhyo. Why? Krishna Padam Sivaya. He was constantly engaged in service of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So anybody who is constantly engaged in serving Krishna, he has no desire. He is desireless. He has no hankering. He has no lamentation. And if somebody is hankering and has lamentation, means he is not serving Krishna. Simple thing. Without hearing, Papa said, you are saying you are a man, you are a human being. How are you a human being? What is the qualification of a human being? What is the qualification of a human being? Dharma hiyeto adhiko visheso. Dharma hiyena pasulinaranam. Dharma. Dharma is only one which will discriminate between human being and animal. Challenge that man. This one, if you are simply digging, eating, sleeping, mating and degrading, then how yourself you are calling human being? You are animal. You are rascal, you are animal. Baba took him left back and said, you are animal. How can you say human being? Human being means you must have dharma, you must have prescribed duty. What is the prescribed duty? So human being means he had to have prescribed duty. So when you say I am devotee, then have some qualification of devotee. If there is no qualification of devotee, then how are we devotee? Now what is qualification of devotee? Krishna Padam Sevaya. One who constantly engaged in service of Krishna. 24 hours a day. Very qualification of devotee. And if somebody becomes devotee, then he has no hankering, no lamentation. He doesn't need anything in the material world. If we have any hankering, that is only because we are not Krishna conscious. If we become Krishna conscious, then there is no hankering. So in this particular verse, three things need to be seen. One thing, when there is no thing, then all the rogues and thieves, they come and plunder the innocent citizen. And these rogues and thieves are none but today's politicians. They are lions. And they are doing this thing. And third thing is the duty of a brahmanach. Here, in translation, we read, although the great sage could subdue the disturbance by their power, just as they could kill the king, they considered it improper on their part to do so. Thus, they did not attempt to stop disturbance. They were all powerful to stop this disturbance. The question comes, why they did not do it. Sivaji Goswami said, Sarvariti Saptanam Apitesam Evanam Varanam Hetu Varasatyabham Tasmi Nimarano. They could have stopped by cursing them, by using their power that they could not move even from one place to another place. The thief could have become lost their brain also. But Jiva Goswami said, if they had done that, Tapa Chaya Rupa Dosa Tarsina, they do not wanted to lose the power of their austerity. The power of austerity. Tapa Chaya. Tapa Chaya. Chaya means losing. And Tapa means the power of austerity. They did not want it to lose power of austerity. There are two things. This is what Jiva Goswami said. Then, other Goswami said, this is not duty of Brahmanas. The duty of Kshatriya to punish and reward. Punishment and reward is the duty of a Kshatriya, not a Brahmana. Brahmanam Parihadama Vedanam Dharanagapi Ahimsa Kshatriya Vachanam Chama Santosa Itopi. Brahmanam Parihadama. The greatest religious principle for a Brahmana is Vedanam Dharanagapi. Performing devotional service and preach about devotional service. The only patan, patan. Jajan, jayan. Dana, pratigraha. This is the duty of the Brahmana. Ahimsa, the other duty of Brahmana. Ahimsa, satya, the truthful. Satya vachanam. Chana, you know, forgiveness. Santosa, and they are self satisfied. These are the duty of the Brahmanas. When Krishna was talking, giving a description about a Brahmana, says, what is that? Chamadaya tapa saucham, santim arya evacha, jnanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavaja. Brahma karma svabhavaja. The nowhere mention in that prescribed duty for a Brahmana that they should chastise or they should kill, or they should curse this thieves and rogues. No. Nowhere. Therefore, when Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he appears on this planet to chastise these rogues and thieves, these rascals, the asuras, then he comes to a Kshatriya. He comes a Kshatriya. He came as Lord Ramchandra, Kshatriya, Parshuram. Whenever he had to come a Kshatriya. Whenever he come to as a Brahmana, he did not do this thing. He came as Brahmana, as Vamandev, he did not kill Hari Maharaj. He is Brahminical intelligent and he took everything away from him. He came like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not kill anybody. One point, Jagai Madhai, he hurt Nityananda Prabhu. He came in his Aishwarya Bhav. He got through Ahimsakra, to kill Jagai Madhai. But Nityananda Prabhu reminded him, no, you have not come for this thing. You are Brahmin, you are not your duty. So, in the Lord, He didn't do. All the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is capable of doing anything. But no, to kill the demons, subdue, punish. For this thing he comes as Kshatriya. So it's better to do our duty imperfectly than trying to do somebody else's duty perfectly. Prakarma bhayava. These Brahmanas. Then you, it's not our duty. Just find a king, then try to be king. Do you want to be king? And if a devotee misuses his power, then he loses his devotion. To learn the lesson from this, we should now be involved in prachalpa. You should not be involved trying to correct somebody who you do this thing, you will commit Vaishnaparad and you will lose the power. If you see somebody doing something wrong, little go Timbu President, Timbu Commander, say Prabhuji, Maharaj, no, he is doing such and such. Because they need to correct. You can only advise somebody. Brahmana means advise you only about acting. If somebody is doing some mischievous thing, some devotee is doing something wrong, as a friend, as a devotee, you can advise him. That's it. Don't take action. Action part I will take in my management authority. If you take the action, then our devotion will start going down. Sri Goswami said, Apathaya, Upadosam Darsina, Visa. If I do this thing, then my tapa will be chai. My devotion will go down. You don't want to lose this devotion. So we have got this devotion by wandering in this material world many lifetimes. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon, Madhyavana Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadita, Bhakti Latavej. You got this devotion. Prabhuj, let us preserve it. Let us not lose it. How will we lose him? Ayurup Goswami, Prajalpa, Niyamagraha, all those things. As you can see, a devotee, just like in material world, people who talk too much, they die very fast. Or they get so much disease. But people who talk very less, they are healthy, they live a long life. Same way a devotee who does frivolous talk, unnecessary talk, he dies spiritually very soon. The devotee, when they see something wrong, they pray to the Lord, that gain some intelligence, so they understand. Or they go to a proper channel, they last long, till their life. So, if somebody is not able to come to Mangala Arati, class, Guru Puja, all these things, there is no other reason. Giving reason, I am very tired, I have a late night, this thing, no. They are external reason. Internal reason is something else. But internal reason is, our Krishna consciousness is not very strong. Krishna consciousness does not depend on our strength, bodily strength. It does not depend how many hours we are sleeping. One who is Krishna conscious, even 2 hours sleep is more than enough. Asya prahar Krishna bhajan chari danda sayane nama sankirtana nahi kuno jine. Rupa said, he said Goswami, before they went to sleep 8 to 10 hours. But after becoming devotee, they sleep 1.5 hours, maximum 2 hours, that's it. Our whole thing changed all around. Same body, their dark body now, old body. But no. Krishna consciousness was very strong. Therefore they fell sleeping. There is a question of sleeping if somebody is Krishna conscious. Prabhupada, same way. How many hours he slept? Very few hours. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. All the great personality. Sleep, too much sleep is the symptom of bodily attachment, too much bodily attachment. And how it happens, how we lose? By getting engaged in prajalpa. Not coming Mangala Arati, not class, not Guru Puja. What do we do? It's really something to learn from this verse. The sages, they're powerful, they could kill in the manner simply by shouting, and they could not stop this thing. They could easily stop. But they are very careful. They really wanted to lose their bhakti. They wanted to lose their bhakti. So we are to be very careful that we got this bhakti devi after wandering 24 last pieces of life. Let's not lose it. Let's preserve it. And grow more and more and more and more and more. Very lesson to be learned from this verse. Otherwise, in this world, padam padam jat vipadam natosam. Disturbance is everywhere. To control the disturbance is the job of the king. Let Balihari Prabhu take care of this thing. This thing, this is the personal job. Why should you worry? President gave full facility to you to come Mangala Arati class, Guru Puja. Everything. Why should not come? Why temple come on, I have to be after you? We have to see what is good for us. You gone to doctor, the doctor gave medicine, take this one, then take this one. Now you have to see whether you want to be cured or you want to suffer again. You want to be cured, follow the doctor. Simple as this, right? Anyway, to summarize this verse, there are 3 points in this verse that while the sages were contemplating, they saw the symptom of all the rogues, thieves, etc. How they are plundering the innocent citizen. Second is, the sages were empowered, they are powerful, they could have stopped it. And third is, they did not do it. Because they didn't want to lose their shakti. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Yes, Mother Siddhi Lalsa.
Oh, is it that the sages were afraid of losing their bhakti, or is it their Brahman power? Because we read in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said that Parashuram, he took up the work of a Kshatriya, and Vishwamitra, he became like a Brahmana. And Prabhupada said that normally everybody should do their own duty, but if somebody is in a platform of transcendence, then he can do anybody's work.
Well, that's one way to see. Other way, better to do things according to your own nature. Parashuram had a nature of Kshatriya. And therefore, he comes under the category of Kshatriya, not in Brahmanas. So is Vishwamitra, also born in Kshatriya family, but his nature was, Janmana Jayato Sudra, Samskara Vaya Vave, Dev Parit Bhavit Vitra Brahmajana Atiti Brahmana. By their nature, they became Brahma or Kshatriya. Not by birth, but they did not count. And of course, they are transcendental, so called a transcendental person, he can do anything. But if we are living in society, then you have to follow the rules and regulations of society.
But what I'm asking is that these sages, were they afraid of losing their bhakti or their Brahman tejas?
Brahman tejas. Brahman tejas. But bhakti also you can lose. Rupa Goswami said, Atya ara prayapasya prajalpaniya magraha jansangasya lolapya shravi bhaktur vinasyati. You can lose bhakti also. How you think same thing? That how bhakti is eternal, how one can lose? You may not lose what you have done, but the progress will stop. You cannot go further. Yeah, but
as the acharya, he has the combination of all these.
Acharya can do anything.
That's what I'm saying.
But we are not acharya. Why should we artificially imitate acharya? We should do what acharya has told us to do. Acharya has told us to come Mangala Arati class, Guru Puja, let's do that one. There's no change. Acharya can change, we cannot change. Any other question? Yes.
There is a saying that don't give advice unless asked for. So which is the best policy? To give advice only when one asks for, or just like that give advice?
This is immaterial saying. Immaterial saying. Don't give advice till you are asked for. Devotees of the Lord, they are willing to serve everybody. So they give advice, but they are not attached to their advice. They are not attached.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thanks for a wonderful class.
we see in ISKCON leaders, they are like Kshatriyas. So leaders of one zone, sometimes there is a problem in some other zone, they go as advisors. Kshatriyas go as Brahmanas. So how to reconcile this fact that Kshatriyas can act as Brahmanas, or there are only some devotees who are just like Brahmanas, no post. But we have seen devotees in high post, they are advisors some other zone. How we can put this fact here?
Well, if anything with relations to Krishna is devotion, and devotion is for one and all, whether Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. If some zone, something wrong going in preaching or pleasure to the Lord, and somebody go and give advice, there's nothing wrong in that, perfectly all right, because it's for the service of the Lord. But if the punishment comes there, he can only give advice to that person to punish, but he cannot punish. He can go and give advice, Prabhuji, I think you should do this thing. This devotee causes disturbance, maybe you can ask him to go to some other temple. But he cannot do. You can ask that general secretary or temple president to do that, but he cannot do. For karma vayava, only advice. He can do in his zone, in his area, but not other area. Clear? Any other question? All right, Gandhra Sriva Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gokulesa Prabhu.
Jai.